Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. Poseidon is already angry. Remember to rate this podcast 5 stars on any audio platform you listen to. The man in front of me doesn't mind that Poseidon's angry because he's about to ridicule him for an hour and a half. Comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pentelis. Mm-hmm. And our friend over there is...
Angry Electro.
Yeah, he's angry Kool-Aid man.
No, Mike, I get it.
That's Mike, why he's bashing your fucking walls.
I get it, Mike. Okay, no, you don't understand. I understand. It's not the mute button. That was the funniest.
Yeah, because we started and my mic was muted. So Pentelis goes, you're muted. So Poseidon goes, it's because of the gain.
What happened was in my head is initially I was like, why is the gain so high on mic 2?
Okay.
All right. And then I realized that you're actually using mic 2, and I forgot that you use mic 2. I was like, I muted it by mistake because then I lowered it.
So you muted this whole conversation, say it was muted.
Yeah. No, but exactly. I know, but I wasn't saying it's because of the gain. I'm just
saying. Yes, you were. He said it's muted. And he said, no, it's because of the gain.
But in my head, I was like, that's why the gain was so high. I muted the wrong mic. You know what I mean?
This mic.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Oh, God, Poseidon. Everything's so convoluted and fucking. Just you were muted. That's it. That's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. But
no, it's not exactly. It has to be a whole soap opera with you.
No, because I asked myself in my head before, why is the gain so high on mic 2? You understand?
Yeah, why?
So anyways, it was like a conversation with myself.
Am I mic 2 in your mind? You're like, okay, the mic that does stand up is mic 1.
No.
And the podcast mic is mic 2.
Yeah, that's
two different guys.
No, I mean like microphones.
So. Okay. One guy's standing up, the other one's sitting down.
It's exhausting. Oh, but this does remind me of something that I want to talk about today. Because I saw the new Marvel movie, I saw the Doctor Strange movie, and it was making me think a lot about comic books and shit. And sometimes they'll do something that's just ridiculous. I think they do it on purpose for adults to just laugh with. So I don't know if you ever heard of the Marvel movies, if you like that kind of shit.
I'm not a big Marvel guy.
But they had the big event that happened a few years ago was Avengers Endgame, where the bad guy Thanos, he basically kills half of the galaxy.
Okay.
Just boom, poof, disappears. So he's like a super powerful being.
Does he kill people on Earth or just...
Everywhere.
Okay.
Every planet, everything in the whole universe, rather, yeah.
And half the
population, yeah. So randomly, they just disappear so that we could live better. Like, he has a whole reason why he's doing this.
He's the Bill Gates.
He's the Bill Gates and Fauci of Marvel. But there was a Marvel story that they had done in the comic books at one point where it's just... He's petty for no reason. So he chose a random guy on Earth, just a random guy, and he decided, I'm just going to fuck this guy's life up. So he would show up from the beginning of the guy's life, like when the kid was his first birthday, and he would do something like he'd go and just remove the blanket so the kid's cold and starts yelling, and then he'd leave. Then he'd come back a few years later. It was his 5th birthday. He'd show up. His dad left to go get the cake, and when he came back, the dad got into an accident and died. Like, that was his gag, right? And he kept showing up every birthday on the birthday just to fuck up the guy's life. When he was 16, he wakes up in the morning to a text from his girlfriend, like, hey, baby, happy birthday. And Thanos is next to his bed. He's like, what the fuck are you doing here? And he takes out he grabs the kid's phone and replies something heinous and crazy to the girlfriend, and she dumps him. He's like, motherfucker. Then at his 21st birthday, Thanos shows up. All his friends are drinking because they're 21, and he poisons all of them, and they all die.
No, Jesus Christ.
Bro, he just, there's no reason. It's a guy named David. He just keeps fucking with him. He shows up at a job in his 20s, and the guy sees Thanos in his cubicle. He's like, oh, God, did you get me fired? He's like, no, I didn't get you fired. I just came to give you the news that your cat's dead. I killed your cat.
Oh.
And he leaves. So he kept doing this. And then there was one birthday, he didn't show up.
He forgot?
He didn't show up. So the guy's like, fuck. he didn't show up. This is amazing. Like, and then he sees on TV the Avengers defeat Thanos. And then he's like, oh my God, they fucking probably killed this guy. I don't have to worry about him. And he shows up the next year in the yard. He has like, he's doing a barbecue. He's like, what the fuck? I thought you were, why are you here? And he's like, ah, it's your birthday. I missed last year, so I'll make it up to you this year. And he just snaps his fingers and blows up the entire neighborhood except for his house. Like, everyone he knows died.
No.
Yeah, he was just fucking with him. He's like, I'm fucking with this random guy. This is the whole universe. He chose one guy. He's like, fuck this guy. He fucked him his whole life.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And crazy. This guy never committed suicide?
Never committed suicide. Well, maybe later after that, because then it ends right there. But it's just there's never an explanation. The guy keeps asking, why? Just tell me, why are you doing this? He never answers. He just keeps fucking with him.
He's like, ah, I can for fuck fun.
With you. Yeah, just for fun. But every year he would just travel and fuck with him.
Makes sense.
How crazy is that?
That's insane. Yeah.
But that's fun. I like that kind of, like, they're like, you know, you have ultimate power and you're a bit of a dick. What would you do?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of shit that you would do, I guess.
Yeah. That's more than a bit of a dick, though. Yeah, a bit of a dick is the cover. Like, I find he like stepped it up from 1 year old pulling the cover down a little, so he's cold to five. I'm gonna murder your dad.
It's like hilarious.
Yeah, and some years aren't that bad. Like, I guess the losing the girl isn't 16, as
you're
bad.
You're a loser anyway at 16. Yeah,
yeah, who cares? You're 16, exactly.
But then all your friends die at 21.
Yeah, yeah,
he poisons them.
Your neighbors dying, it depends.
If you like your neighbors.
Yeah. But did he live in the suburbs?
Yeah, it was like a suburb. Yeah, so he just, everything exploded around like for miles. And you see in the middle that house just stands.
Okay.
So he's just like, and then try explaining that to the cops. Yeah. Why is your house around?
Yeah.
Like, he even said he was for years was trying to tell people and no one believed him. Like, Thanos comes my birthday and fucks with me. They're like, yeah, bro, you're a retard.
No. Okay. So they even, oh, fuck, that's it. I think I'd feel bad at some point. Like, I think at some point, like, if I was Thanos, at some point, I fucked with, let's say, for 40
at
years.
At some point?
At some point.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, the murders. That's okay. That's fair game.
But his cat. I wouldn't kill his cat.
You do not hurt animals.
No, but I think after, like, 40 years, I'd give him, like, I don't know, like, 100 milli or something. Or some shit.
That's such 100 million. You have a weird way of...
and did you say 100 milli?
Yeah, 100 million.
Ooh, okay. 100 milli.
100 milli.
Hey, just leave me alone.
I killed everyone you know. You have nightmares because your dad fucking died because of me, but here's 100 milli.
100 milli. What is that? Milli filly, you know, universal cash.
Yeah, you know how many hookers it could get with that, bro? Alien hookers, all kinds of shit.
How's he going to get alien hookers? A human on Earth.
I'm gonna introduce him to the Intergalactic Space Federation.
Yeah, if he was Thanos, he'd just snap his finger for chicken. I want all the intergalactic poulet.
You figure this guy though, like by the time he's 14 or whatever, if I knew I had a fucking almost a demon person fucking with my birthday
every year,
my birthday, my friends would be like, let's have a birthday party. I'd be like, no, let's just no.
But he does crazy shit even when you're not there. Like his job, he shows up, he's in the cubicle, and he's like, you got me fired. He's like, no, I killed your cat. Or he'll do whatever the fuck he wants. That's the crazy thing.
But like for the, if they're all drinking, like I wouldn't want all my friends in the same room drinking the same shit. You're making Thanos' life way easier.
Way easier, yeah.
Make him kill them all individually.
Yeah, make him work a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw that, and I was like, fuck, there's... something funny that someone thought about that, because you never normally you see like it's ultimate power, it's ultimate this. Be like, what if you just fuck with a regular person? And that's what happened. He just fucked with a guy for his whole life.
God,
for no reason. You never find out why.
That'd be a good movie.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Just a
demon fucking with you.
Yeah,
there's something about that.
Yeah. But then since it's Hollywood, they'd have to make the
demon black.
No, but the guy, the victim, would have to win at the end.
Yeah, how?
Yeah.
If real Hollywood,
100 milli.
100 milli. That's a feel-good moment of the movie.
That's the name of the movie. 100 milli. 100 milli. He's psychopath.
So you're telling us, like, we could fuck with you, ruin your life, but if we give you $100 million.
Kill your girlfriend, kill your family.
No, not to me. Maybe some other guy. I don't know, bro.
Oh, the tables have turned. Interesting. Interesting how quickly that turns. Like, no, 100. No, but you don't kill my people.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me. The guy, he doesn't care about 100 million.
Yeah, I know.
He killed everyone he ever loved.
Yeah, I know.
For no reason. That's the best. He's like, just tell me why.
Yeah.
He's just like fucking with you.
And you can't get attached to new people after.
Because you know they're going to die.
Because you know they're going to die on your birthday.
Yeah, or if you love them, you don't want
to
kill them.
Or you try to fall in love
with a bitch.
Or a day after your birthday.
And just try to enjoy it.
You have like almost a full year. And then after a year, you know, you're like, okay.
He's but just a really racist undone, guy. And he's like, I'm going to only make friends with black people.
That would be an actual good trick, though.
That would be a crazy
like if
movie.
If he hates a bunch of people, he joins like the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm only friends with Jews. That's odd. Yeah. No, it is up in the long game. Watch that. Like, that would be hilarious. That's a plot twist.
God damn.
He pretends to be Jewish. Then you find out Thanos is just a really good dude trying to fucking kill this piece of shit.
Yeah, and he just can't. Yeah. He's killing everyone around him. No, it was, I saw that. The movie was good, too, over the weekend, the Doctor Strange. It was wacky.
Okay.
A lot of people died, which was fun. But there's too many plot holes.
Okay.
Yeah, the movie didn't need to be longer than 15 minutes.
I've tried to get into the whole Marvel movie thing, because I know they're well-made. But after 6 minutes of even the best ones that have come out the last couple of years, I'm like,
you get bored.
I don't care.
You're not invested. Yeah, if you're not invested, yeah.
I started watching The Batman. On
the new one, did you like it?
After 5 minutes, I was like, why am I watching this? Man. I've seen this movie a million times, even though it's different.
It's still it's same.
Yeah, it's the same.
That I'm with you. I feel that, especially with Batman movies. I'm like, it's the same. Yeah. It's Batman. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Give me something new. Make the stakes higher.
Yeah.
Kill Batman.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yo.
But then they do a new one every year that they kill Batman for 11 years.
Yeah, it would be the same thing. Yeah. You're not going to believe this. Batman dies. You did it 9 times. Yeah, Hollywood's very, they're not that creative anymore.
No. They haven't been creative since fucking the 70s, I think.
I think
because
all the creative people now, they can create their own stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't go to the Hollywood route. They just make their own shit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's no point.
And plus, you have the what I deal with, since it's Quebec showbiz, it's not the same amount of money, but it's the same type of people that run it, and they try to control you. And that's why I've been independent for a bunch of years. But I had a meeting last week with a network that they wanted to do a cartoon of characters that I used to do, me and another guy. And they're the ones that pitched like the idea to us. They were like, hey, you guys should do a cartoon. And then I was like, I don't want to do TV, but maybe. And then I was like, oh, it's nice to have the mask. And this was during the pandemic. So then we had a meeting, worked on it. And then this week we were supposed to finalize everything. So we're meeting with the vice president or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'm not sure. He was trying to make us sell the idea. And I was like,
you came to me.
Fucker, you came to me. So then I was still polite. I was real polite, but I was still polite. But then when we hung up, I told Michelle, I was like, okay, next fucking projects, we're just putting them out ourselves on YouTube, we're not even having meetings. We're if they make an offer, I want to see a fucking check, a certified check, or a bag of money in front of my house,
or else no,
or else fuck them. I'm just gonna. You know, because they plus like in I get it in Hollywood, you make like $100 million, but here you make good money, but it's not crazy money.
Yeah, you're not gonna make $100 million.
So why would I have some fucking asshole? Like, why would I have to sell myself to some asshole to make less money than I make doing shows?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Now they hear. I've told you. You know my experiences here with some of the same people.
Yeah,
they're a bit low budget and just mentally. They act almost like villagers were handed a position of power. Yeah. It's very strange. Yeah, it's like they'll forego making legitimate money just because they want to have the last word. But the whole point is make money.
Nah.
But they want, just like what they did to you with, okay, sell us the... You came to me. I don't have to... You asked me. Why are you asking me to sell it to you? I didn't want to do it. You asked me to do it.
That's like if you walk in a Burger King and go, okay, so tell me about the Whopper. Why should I care about the Whopper?
Yeah.
Then, well, you know, it's meat. We got cheese. I already ate. I was eating in my car. You're fucking just trying to sell me other food.
You came in here, sir.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Tell me the Whopper. What's so special about it? Does it whop whop? Was it made with real Italian meat? What, tell me about the Whopper.
The Whopper. Hey, you're leaving in how many days?
You're going back to Cuba.
Sunday.
Oh, nice. Sunday. Are you coming back after? Or?
Of course, yes. Of course.
Back to Cuba.
No, yeah, but so this is your first time. You're going to Cuba?
Yeah.
First time. Not a sex tourist.
Yeah.
Do you still think you're on a list, though? They have.
I'm not on a list.
Your picture at the police station?
And at the hotel?
But no, I wasn't really.
Gringo sexualo.
So, but, and last time, just to remind people, when you were there, you ended up sort of dating and getting kind of engaged with the cleaning lady.
Falling in love?
No, not engaged.
She was the cleaning lady.
But she wasn't she the cleaning lady?
No, she was. She worked at the bar, I think, or something, right?
I think so. I don't remember.
Because I remember you saying she went in to clean your room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no, it wasn't the cleaning lady. It wasn't the cleaning lady.
So it was you made a bartender clean your room.
That's badass, though.
No, no, I never made a...
Listen here, listen here.
You want
listen
toothpaste?
Here, Mexican. Yeah. Cuba and Mexico are two countries. Listen, Mexican.
Yeah, I don't know every suburb of Cuba. Just so, yeah, so you're going back for the first time as not a sex tourist?
With your girl.
Imagine that chick works at another resort that you're at.
Nah, it's on the opposite side of the island.
But I'm saying imagine
the island isn't that big.
Yeah. And for them, it's big.
But some people people can move.
Yeah.
Like how crazy your, would your that mom be? Was born in a little town in Greece, and then she lives in Montreal now.
And you're recognizable.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm recognizable.
How funny would that be? It's like, Dios mío. El Poseidon is your baby.
I have 18 illegitimate children.
There's just a kid grabbing asses. He's like, that does seem like it's
there's
mine.
There's three-year-old sexual predators.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, fuck. I can't fight this. Yeah. It looks just like him, has the same hair. Everything. fuck. That'd be hilarious. Yeah. That would be awkward, but it's highly unlikely. The odds are low, but it's not impossible.
But funny. Yeah. If it were to happen.
Very sad for that kid, though.
Very sad for that kid. Very sad for your girlfriend, because she's going to relax. She's not going there for drama. Bitch, my man ain't your baby's dad, and she's not going for that, bro.
No, I understand, bro.
Yeah, imagine your girl. This is her first trip, right?
With me, yeah.
Okay, but she's gone on vacation.
Yes, many times.
Okay. I was thinking
out of the country?
Yes.
Where?
I don't know, bro.
Oh, I don't know. Just
I haven't asked. Like,
any Cuban experience?
Well, like overseas, like Europe and shit.
Okay. But never South America or
South America many times. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
So, like, where Argentina and shit?
No. Just Mexico.
He's gonna Cuba, name places so in America. North America. Yeah. She's been to South America. South America, like Florida. Yeah. Fucking, she went to Tallahassee once.
She went to Mexico's not in South America.
She went to Asia.
Central America.
Mexico's North American.
Central America.
There are three North American countries.
But it should be considered like Central America.
Mexico was never considered Central America.
Really?
Maybe before.
Hold on.
It used to be.
That's how they showed us in geography class, though.
Before there were continents, maybe it was part of that region.
Yeah, but right now it's North America. There's three North American countries. We're a tight unit that doesn't like each other.
And sometimes, like now, have you noticed a couple of years ago, they're trying to add other countries.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Haiti, they were like, yeah, we're the poorest country in North America. And I was like, you're not North America. But now Haiti is, they're trying to beat North America. So I guess if Haiti is, then Jamaica has to be Bahamas, Cuba.
North America should be Canada. Central America should be the United States. And South America should be Mexico. Yeah. And then we need a new name for everything else. It can't all be America.
Yeah. And it's funny that it's North America and Cuba is north of Mexico on the map, and we're like,
it is?
Fuck you, South America.
It's closer to Florida, so you can swim to it. Yeah, yeah. Dude, they're all made up lines.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Europe is the funniest thing. The European lines are funny. Yeah. Like Russia, depending on the year, they're either Asian or European.
Yeah.
Like, it's all made up nonsense.
And, well, is it still that way that like Eastern Russia is considered Asia, or now it's all Europe?
It's not Europe now because the fight they're considering them all Asian.
Are they Asian again?
Yeah, now they're Asian again.
Oh, so even in fucking Moscow?
Yeah, dude, it doesn't make any sense. Even for like soccer competitions, dude, Kazakhstan plays in the European qualifiers.
Oh, that's Kazakhstan. Retarded.
Yeah.
Israel.
Yeah.
Israel has nothing to do with Europe.
Yeah. Huh.
And Asia, like the way, whenever we think of Asians, we think of like China, Korea, Japan.
The real Asians.
The real Asians. But like all of those other countries, they should have another name for them.
Yeah,
like the Middle East. They should find a name of a continent. But then again,
it's all made up.
continent has nothing to do with race.
Yeah, exactly. The thing, because it's all made up. Yeah. That's why I'm thinking North America should be Canada, Central America should be the U.S., South America should be Mexico, and then everything else should have its own name.
You know how much it must suck for New Zealand that their continent is Australia? So their enemies and their continent are the same people.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, even though they're a separate island, the continent. The continent used to be, when Australia. I was young, it used to be Oceania.
Well, yeah, they tried doing that for a couple of years.
Why did they change it to Australia?
Because it was Australia, and then someone was like, it doesn't make sense. But then
it doesn't make sense.
Oceania is such a shitty name.
It is. I knew a girl named Oceania.
Like America.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
America is from a name, right? Is Europe a name? Was there a man like Johnny Europe? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay. But it's like Asia sounds good. Is there a man named Johnny Europe? No, because America was some explorer, right? Yeah. But so America's a name, Europe is a sound, Asia is a...
Yeah, Asia was not
Europa, there. Europe comes from the Phoenician word Arob, E-R-O-B, meaning where the sun sets.
Yeah, so it's not a name.
Oh.
No. So, but I, the sound of Europe sounds good. You hear Europe, even if you don't know what it is, you're like, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
But Oceania, you're like, ugh, it's too long.
Oceania sounds too fantastical.
Yeah.
Like it's another galaxy.
Yeah, it sounds like a made up country in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, we're off to Oceania, kids. Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah. The Eddie Murphy in Coming to America, his enemies would be Oceania.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, it sounds fantastical. Yeah, but it's all made up anyway. Like Mexico, like what does Mexico have in common, like North America, to be in the same thing as Canada? Mm. The weather's different, the economy is different, like everything's different. But look, it's like Europe. They try to force it on people. Say, you're European. You know how different Greeks are to, let's say, the Irish? There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not the same people.
Yeah. But it's the same as like us with like people in upstate New York that are like 20 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And we're a different country than people that are in Vancouver. That it's a totally different landscape. Everything's different.
Yeah, we're closer to New York. 20 minutes. Like, we're closer to them than we would be to Vancouver, even though it's the same country. Yeah, it's wacky. But Canada's too big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canada's way. That's why Russia has all these problems keeping these countries together. Dude, you get too big. You have your own cultures. You don't want to be part of that. You want to do your own thing. Everyone wants to be independent.
Nah, I get it.
When it gets too big, it's hard to control.
We'll eventually, America, I think, is going to be the first country, North America, to split up.
Like the U.S.?
Yeah, I feel the U.S. soon will just be the S.
The States.
Yeah. Like, there'll be,
Canada's going to separate, too.
It'll go to, like, there won't be, like, 50 different countries, but there'll be, like, four or five.
Four or five, yeah.
And Canada, there'll probably be, like, at least three.
Mm-hmm.
And the sucky thing for Quebec is a lot of Quebecers have been trying to separate for years.
Yeah.
We're going to be the last ones to have our own country. We'll be like, okay, Quebec, the new name of the country is Ontario.
Yeah.
You're Ontario.
And they're like, son of a bitch.
I live in Quebec, Ontario.
Yeah, and then they're going to be like, since everyone in the world speaks English now, the only way we could trade with you is you speak English. Like, son of a fucking...
God damn it,
I shouldn't have passed that bill.
Yeah, but so when you're in Cuba, you're going to an all-inclusive, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
3-star, 4-star, 5-star?
5.
5.
5-star.
You can't
go
to Cuba and go under 5. He's the one who taught me that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true, because Cuba 5.
Is like R3.
Yeah.
You can't take chances.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine Cuba 1.
Cuba. I don't think it exists.
A couple of years ago, when I went to Haiti, there was a festival down there, and I was in a Haitian resort that was a Haitian 4. So a Haitian 4 is like a fucking, it's a piece of shit.
It's an LA 3.
The people that were organizing it, with the guy that was running social media, he was like, hey, can you do a video? Video, tell people. I don't know why I'm doing I don't know what accent I'm doing. He was like, can you do a video of you talking about how amazing the resort is?
I will not lie.
Yeah. He was like, we never get celebrities here. And I was like, first, I'm not a celebrity in Haiti. And two, of course you don't get celebrities. You're a fucking Haitian 4. Like, who? Like, so when I, like, did you think that you were like, that's funny, Brad Pitt never comes here. He never fucking books.
But if Mike puts his video up, Brad Pitt's coming next week.
So then the guy was like, yeah, I'll, maybe. And then he was like, no, I'll film it. And then I was like, oh, you motherfucker. So he was like, say something nice about the resort. And I was like, it's an all-inclusive resort. And they had little plastic glasses. And I was like, look at these. I said, for real, it's super nice. Haiti, beautiful country. But for fuck's sakes, buy some glasses. What the fuck is this? It's fucking all you can drink. It's one sip. I have to go. And then
all you can drink shots.
And then I finish a thing and he goes, yeah, okay, but do it without the drink. And I was like, no, but it's funny and I'm insulting your plate. Yeah, but do it, but without insulting. No. And then I was like, oh, fuck off.
And you did it without insulting?
No. I just told him. I found the lady that had booked me and I was like, hey, the Handle fucking social media guy from, and he was a, you know, when you go down like to Caribbean country, as soon as there are white guys that have come from another country, you're like, okay, he's fleeing something.
Yeah.
So he was this French guy that for sure was on a rape list, or this was before Me Too, or it was about the time of Me Too. So he was definitely like a French rapist that moved to Haiti, and he was like, I'm safe.
Yeah, rape isn't that bad here.
Yeah.
Holy shit, the list thing. Did a lot of people do that here? Comedians that got canceled, did they just move?
There's one guy that got canceled that I thought was, what a fucking idiot the guy was, okay? Because He's from a little town like in Lac Saint Jean, and he came here, and then he raped, and then he was like, fuck it, I have to change my name. He changed his name and moved back to the town he was from.
But they all know who he is.
But they all know he lives in a town with like 4,000 people, so everyone fucking knows him. But he was like, I'll change my name. They won't know. How fucking dumb do you have to be? You move to a village, but change your name, but don't change your face. And it's your home village. Nah. It's your home village. Yeah.
He could have at least moved to another village.
Or he could have at least not raped.
Yeah, or that, yeah. That's the problem may start.
The problem is probably more with the raping than the... But yeah, whenever I see those guys, like fuck, you're a known rapist. So if either kill yourself or... fucking disappear.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Don't go back to live. I'm going to live with my sister, but I'll change my name.
Hey, didn't you rape people? Yeah. No, that was Steve. I'm Brian. Yeah.
We're twins. So it's my twin brother.
Yeah. It's crazy, right? Yeah, no one knows. Yeah, no one knows where he is. And he's turning around looking at his sister.
That's a good trick, though, for a rapist that gets it's me too. He goes, fuck, this is really hard. Everyone's abandoned me, even my own twin brother, Jimmy, who he tells me he's such a good person, and I'm a bad person.
Yeah, and he's suffering the repercussions of my rapes.
And he goes, I can't believe we dress exactly the same
and speak drive exactly the
same car,
same license plate,
and yet we are so different.
We have the same girlfriend, but we're two different people.
There was that guy. Remember that guy that killed all the Muslims in Quebec City a couple years ago?
There's no more Muslims in Quebec City.
There's no more Muslims. But he went into a mosque.
Oh, I remember that kid. Yeah,
that kid has a twin brother that lives in Quebec City. You know how crazy that guy's life must be.
Insane.
You see on the news your brother.
It's your face.
And at first you're like, "Hey, cool, what Jesus?" And then the brother. I think the kid either killed himself or.
The twin?
The murderer either killed himself or tried to kill himself and he's in prison. But either way, that other guy lives in Quebec City.
So he has to suffer that.
Yeah. So every time every time anyone looks at him more than like half a second, he has to go, I like Muslims. Which makes it seem fucking weirder.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like, my God.
Like, if you, like, Arabs must be freaking out because if you're in a bar and you look at someone and he's just like, I like Muslims. You're like, I'm not Muslim.
I just want you to know, tell your friends there. They look Muslim. I don't know what they heard, but I like them. That's weird. God, you're always in danger. Yeah. Or at least mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in mental danger.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Yeah, and probably physical danger too.
Physical danger because someone could think it's you're the guy.
Because imagine if you're...
If I survived, let's say, and I remember that face of you coming to kill me, and then I'm walking on the street and I see... I'm not gonna assume there's a twin.
Because no one remembers that guy's face that was watching the news, but everyone that lost a brother or was there. Face. Like if someone killed my dad and I saw his fucking face on the news, that face is gonna haunt me.
Yeah.
And then if I see that fucking stupid face
at the theme park, store, yeah,
or having fun,
bumper cars,
yeah, he's driving. This is the best.
Yeah, you go crazy. Goddamn, yeah. Fucking kill him.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. But he didn't commit suicide. He got 40 years without being eligible for parole.
Which means in Quebec, he'll be out in 6. They always do that. They go, you're not eligible for parole.
Well, it says he's eligible for parole after 25 years. After
so he's not 40 years, not eligible for parole.
Unless he waits 25 years.
After 25.
Well, yeah, look, so first of all, the fact that you killed multiple people and don't just have life. It doesn't make any sense.
Or they should do, like, since those laws are so stupid that you only end up serving a third year sentence, do 5,000 year sentence.
Yeah.
So even if in 20 years we find a way to live.
You
got to
serve 150.
Yeah. Even if we find a way to like.
Live forever?
Yeah. If that guy fucking spends 400 years in prison, I'm good with that.
You think we're ever going to get to a point where we can live for a few hundred years?
I don't think we will, but I think like in a couple generations they will. And I say they will. The like, super wealthy. Yeah. Like it's not going to be fucking a guy in prison because he murdered a bunch of people.
That would be crazy if, you know how now it's like life, but they give you 100 years and you're like, all right, well, I'll have another 600 when I get out. Like that would be insane.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. We'd be like elves.
Yeah. I think more people would commit crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think though, I guess if they could, to keep you alive, we'd still get diseases, but at least we'd be young longer.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to stay young now, not forever, obviously, but it's not accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
Even good food is not accessible to everyone.
Yeah. And plus, like whenever we find cures for anything, the disease sort of modifies. So I think, we'll find a way to look young way longer and feel young way longer, but we'll all die. But, you know, maybe 150 years old.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a gradual increase like it's always been. Like at some point they used to live until 30, right?
Yeah. When my grandmother died, she died in 1991 and she was 101 years old.
Goddamn.
And in 1991, that was fucking unheard of. Yeah. And we were like, fuck, we should look at the Guinness World Record was like 108. Like it was really low.
Don't die, you stupid bitch.
And now like 100, like it's not everyone makes it to 100, but a lot of people do.
Yeah. Everything's changing. Yeah.
I think it was in Japan. There was a gentleman that broke the world record. I think he lived to like 117 or 18.
What
or something
record
like that.
Did he break? The long jump?
The old age record.
He won a Spartan race.
Yeah, sorry. And what happened was they went. I think the Guinness World
record
people went to congratulate him, and they discovered his skeletal remains in his bed. And the family had been collecting his pension for like 30 some years.
Oh, the guy's
the guy was bamboozled.
So he didn't really break the record.
Yeah,
They
left him in the bed.
You figure the smell after like 2 years. You'd be like, look, we're getting all his money. We could fucking
just bury him.
Yeah, I think they had closed it off.
Because you figure, like, if you're going to stealing the money from the government, I don't even care.
Yeah, me neither.
But not burying your fucking grandfather.
Yeah. That's absurd.
Leaving him in a fucking dirty.
And he's
bed.
The one paying for all your shit. Yeah. That's absurd.
These motherfuckers.
Did you, Poseidon, check out any podcast beef? Did you see what happened with like Tiger Belly and Brendan Schaub and all that?
No, I haven't seen it. You spoke to me about it, but I haven't seen it.
That was so entertaining, but also very awkward.
Yeah.
Dude, it was fucking awkward. Like, because apparently Brendan Schaub thought that the Tiger Belly team, Tiger Belly is Bobby Lee.
Lee and Kalayla.
And
what's her last name? Does she ever say? I don't think.
I just, I don't know.
Everyone just calls her Kalayla.
Yeah. They had basically said, he was saying that they went on Reddit for years and they were anonymously like talking shit about Brendan Schaub and fighting the kid and they were trying to ruin them. And he's like, I found out because we have like investigators and they have your IP address. You've been doing it for 6 years. And then she's like, bro, I've only been living here for 3.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, so there's a lot of shit like that that's happening. And
as soon as you hire an investigator to investigate people on Reddit.
Yeah. Well, what happened was apparently he said that there was some kid touching shit that was on there. So it was okay. Other people that were investigating.
Oh, they were
that.
Saying that one of
the people that were posting that shit about him were also posting kid stuff.
Okay. It's not that they were accusing Brendan.
No. Okay. It's that they were also posting on that same forum. So because of that, that's what he says, that they had to investigate. He says, I'm working with investigators. I think a lot of it is just nonsense.
Yeah, it's just bullshit.
But he was pissed because her and some other girls were on a podcast. She has another podcast. And they spoke about how Shab was trying to hit on her, was sending her messages. He was trying to bang her, and like a few years ago. And then he's like, "You can't say that. I have a wife and kids." And which he does have a point, you know.
Yeah.
It's just fucking.
Was he single in those days?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I have no clue, and I don't even want to know if she was single. Like, it's none of my business. That's like private shit. It has nothing to do with me. But it's just, it was fucked up because then they're not too close anymore. But Brian Callen apparently, Bobby Lee doesn't want to ever speak to him again. Yeah. He got on the phone. He was threatening him.
God damn.
They used to be good friends because there's an episode of Fighter and the Kid with Bobby Lee on there when he talks about how he got molested by a man
that
with Down syndrome.
That was hilarious.
It was one of the funniest things I ever saw on the internet. Ever in podcasting. Bobby Lee saying that he got raped by a mongoloid.
And then laughing. He's like, why are you laughing?
Laughing because there's something hilarious.
And then he's trying to be serious. He's like, guys, I don't think you understand. I was molested by... He's like, yeah, no, I'm not.
I remember that.
There's something funny about that.
That's very hilarious.
Brian Callen, apparently, that's like persona non grata for them because he was threatened. He said some shit. Like, the way she made it sound was like he said some crazy, heinous shit. Like, fuck that whore or whatever.
Yeah, and he called her at 3 in the morning, right?
Yeah, I think.
Fuck, that's intense. Like calling someone. I did that once to someone. There was a guy a couple of years ago, and this a couple of years ago, but fucking 30 years ago.
Okay,
I was I used to host a bunch of shows, and I'd have to like come up with 10 minutes new material every week, and I'd do two sets, so I'd be like. I'd either have to write 20 minutes new material a week, which I couldn't. So I'd write 10 minutes new material, and I'd just do a prank phone call.
Yeah. I remember.
So I had this setup.
You spoke to me about the prank phone calls.
Prank
stuff.
Phone calls. And I'd often just fucking call people, and then they'd get angry, and I'd get the crowd to yell, go fuck yourself, or some shit like that. And then I'm supposed to headline this club, and I can't do it. And So I tell them, look, I can't do it. And then they call me with my prank phone call thing, and the crowd tells me to fuck off. So then I'm like, what? So I hang up, but I don't think it's a joke. I'm like, why the fuck are these people telling me to fuck off? And then I'm like, why are they telling me to fuck off? And then I just get angry, and I'm in my head, and I'm fucking, I go out, and I'm drinking, and I'm thinking, these motherfuckers, these fucking assholes. And then I get home, like, at 3 in the morning, and I call the producer of that show.
Who it was, yeah.
That he's the guy I talked about, the drunk guy with the fire extinguisher.
Oh, no.
So he's an alcoholic, but I'm drunk. And you know when you call an alcoholic, but you're shit-faced? So I call him and I leave a message and I'm like, you fucking fat buffoon, you motherfucker. If you think you can fucking tell me to fuck off, you fuck off. You're a fucking joke. And I hang up.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Then the next morning I'm like, did I fucking call? And then I look at my phone. It was the old time, like a house line.
The Vista
landline,
3000. Yeah.
But there was still like.
Yeah, yeah. Calls,
and then I was
redial,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I called someone at 3:46 in the morning.
And it was him? Did you ever speak to him about it?
I did. And then I think I sent him like a bottle of champagne or some fucking bullshit. Like, hey, you know when I told you I was going to murder you? I had friends that could break your legs. Yeah. It was all in good fun.
Yeah, yeah. It was a prank. It was a prank.
It was a prank. That's amazing.
But it was them. They really have a feud now because of it.
Yeah.
And but Kalila was funny because at the end she's like, oh, I'm sorry, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I don't believe you.
Yeah, she was so good.
Yeah, she was.
She
hard.
Should be a lawyer. She's super smart and very like. Cause
yeah, the IQ difference showed.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah. No. She's a smart lady, and he's a charming dumb guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's dumb, but he's.
Well, in front of her, he was. He's, dumb.
Yeah, he just looked like a buffoon. Yeah.
Oh, let's Google their IQ levels.
Why would they have?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That you just Googled your IQ level by saying that.
Yeah, spell, okay, Google Kalayla's IQ and spell her name out loud.
Yeah.
Kalayla?
Kalayla.
Kalayla. Kalayla.
He's going to write
Kill. Q-U-E?
He's going to write Kill Tony.
Q-U-E-L?
Q-U-E-L. Oh, you're close.
We're on the right foot.
Yeah, right.
Okay, hold on. Q-U-E-L-A-I-L-A. Or K-E.
Very wrong.
K-E. Kalela. Let's see. Oh, it's K-E-L-E-A.
Kalela.
It's Kalila.
It's Kalila. Oh, I keep calling her Kalila.
American singer-songwriter?
Like no.
That's
okay, never mind.
Okay.
I don't know how to spell a name.
Right, that's a weird feud. That's a weird feud because him, he goes through a lot of shit, Brendan Schaub, like online for years because people like just ridicule him.
Yeah.
Because he keeps dropping like shitty specials. But the hate is excessive for what he's doing.
Yeah.
They're attacking him like as if he's a Me Too guy that raped someone.
Yeah.
Because he's not as funny as they want him to be. It's a little excessive. The truth is.
I think it comes from a lot of comics that are jealous of his success.
Yeah.
Because he's not... Like
he's not hurting anyone. He's not stealing.
And he's not like he's only been doing comedy a couple of years. So
that's how good he is. Yeah.
If he wasn't friends with Rogan, he'd just be an open micer.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking super hardworking open micer.
Yeah.
So he'd be actually probably doing, you know, maybe spots and clubs.
Yeah.
On shit nights, but people are angry that he's a fucking headliner with a he's got a show and he
but
he
he's doing it himself.
He has
of
a
show.
Showtime special. How can you be jealous of a Showtime special?
Yeah,
like it's not like he didn't get $20 million
from
to
Netflix.
Be on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's on Showtime. No one watches Showtime.
Yeah, no, it comes from a place of that because it doesn't matter. Like if he was because the way they act is literally like if a rapist was making millions.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that guy. That's how they act. Yeah. So I get why he's very defensive and he goes crazy. They try to dox him. Like, he gets insane hate.
Yeah.
He gets insane hate, yeah. So I get why he's pissed, but, dude, it's your friends. Like, call him up and say...
He seems like a nice guy. I remember, I think it was the last time we were in L.A. Like, I remember... I've seen him a couple of times. I've never spoken to him, but when I see him, he says hi.
Yeah, he acknowledges.
Yeah. And I'm sure he doesn't even have a clue who I am, but since I'm looking at him, he like goes, hey.
Oh, so that's nice.
No, I'm sure he does that to everyone. He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a bad guy. That's what I'm saying is I get why his head like, oh my God, it's my friends that were doing this whole time. I get why but just call him an ass. Don't be like, I'm going to fuck you up, whore. I'm going to ruin your career. You're never going to work
there
again.
There was one thing that Kalila said that I fucking loved on the podcast because she was like, that's insane. When you guys called us, to say all those things. And she goes, I have people in my family that are criminals that are fucking crazy. I have murderers in my family and they wouldn't do that. And then he was like, you have murderers? I have murderers. I have three uncles that have killed. Really? Oh, okay. And then he was like, Jesus, okay.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. That was a good thing. He's like,
that's a good thing to drop when you're arguing with someone.
I will get you killed.
If you have three people in your family that you're ready to mention have murdered, that means everyone in your family has murdered.
Yeah. I'm only willing to mention these three.
The others haven't been caught.
I can mention the three that are in prison.
It was quick. But I saw that and I was like, fuck, it's strange. It was entertaining, but it was very, very awkward.
Yeah, it felt like 90s radio when Howard Stern was big and he'd attack... Like
anyone,
either like when I liked it when ONA and Howard go at each other because they were both really good. But when you'd see Howard attack like fucking these shitty fucking man cow
and garbage
guys from Chicago, it was the same type of thing. I didn't even know who man cow was
until I was like, Anthony shit on him.
Yeah, but then I was like, oh, I fucking hate that guy. Yeah. I'd never heard him. But I knew he was garbage.
You remember Scorch?
I don't know who Scorch is.
Oh, bro, that was fucking hilarious. It was this guy, what was Vermont, Pennsylvania? I don't know where the fuck he moved to. It was this bald guy. He would have his own like public access show.
Okay.
But he would just pretend, like have like fake laughs and pretend like he was a big studio audience. He was acting like he was a late night guy, but it was the most low budget handicam shit you've ever seen in your life. It was very awkward. And he used to feud a lot with. He used
to
ridicule him on Open.
Was he an Italian guy?
Scorch, I don't think so.
He has a podcast. Hold on.
I think Sam Roberts may have gone his start with him, like to work with him or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so he always felt bad making fun of him.
There's a guy, I think, is it a Montreal guy? There's an Italian guy that has a late night
show. I don't
know
if that still happens. I remember I saw an episode
that
or something.
He just buys infomercials on local TV.
I remember that,
and then pretends like it's a talk show.
Yeah, I remember that. I saw a clip of that or something.
But he doesn't sell anything. That's but it's a good idea if you have a bit of money and you want to be on TV and you have no talent, just buy fucking late night infomercials.
Yeah, and just the whole infomercial is essentially your show.
You, and he has fake commercials.
Yeah,
of probably real products, but his companies.
Yeah, there's so many weirdos out there.
So low budget.
Yeah, Scorch, you found them?
I found his podcast, but I can't find.
Go to images. He's bald. He's got I think a nose ring or a lip ring. I haven't seen him in years. He could be dead for all I know. I'm just saying. He's at like Scorch TV or Scorch PFG TV or some shit. It was, I don't know. So, he was one of the weird guys that Open Anthony just ridiculed like crazy. I think they fucked up his career.
That's what he has.
Is that him? I don't think that.
That looks like wrestling.
Down, go down. You see that the guy with the mic? It might be him. I don't know. Scorch is sloppy seconds.
This one?
Oh, the Billy T. Billy. That I don't know who that is, but I want to punch that guy in the dick.
Yeah. Type in Scorch Radio. Oh, no. Go down, go down, go down. Oh, I think they made fun of him. Go down. On the right where you were. Yeah. Who are these podcasts? I think made fun of him. Scroll down. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Poor Scorch. He might be homeless now. God. Damn. Yeah, so this guy, he was getting destroyed. Like, they destroyed a lot of people up in Anthony. Yeah. But this guy was just, you couldn't take him serious.
There that was must him. Have been hard. Like, for all those, you know, that former radio before Stern and before ONA, every market when it got popular had their fucking local radio wild guy.
Yeah.
But a lot of them were just garbage. But if you're in Milwaukee, and that's all you have. That's good enough. And then when you hear fucking ONA or you hear Stern, you're like, oh, my fucking guy sucks. But then when Howard and ONA go after your local guy, that guy gets destroyed.
Because like, his own no local chance. People hated him. Yeah. It was funny. There was a lot of funny moments. But the funniest was they would go to the Facebook pages when Facebook pages first started. And they would have all the fans basically would write funny shit about like, you know, she looks like a fucking lesbian. They were just, and then they would have to block the comments because it was corporate Facebook pages.
Yeah.
So it's not like us. Nobody cares. It was corporate pages. Like, why is it, God? Why is the N-word there so much? We're going to get in trouble. So they were shutting down pages. They were suspending people. Like, just take a vacation so people could stop harassing us. Like, it was, dude, they caused a lot of problems. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the ONA fans were.
The pests.
Insane. Yeah. Yeah, the like Howard would go after people in a meaner way.
Yeah,
but it was just Howard.
Yeah,
and his fans would just be like Baba Booey, Howard Stern's exactly. Penis. It almost felt stupid.
Yeah,
but the ONA fans were fucking mental. Mean.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I remember the first time I did Anthony's show. He told me it was fucking weird. Right before we went on the air, he was like, "Don't freak out," but I think my fans might hate you, but look, I think you're gonna do okay. And then I was like, okay, what? That's weird. And then after he was like, no, fuck, they don't hate you. Usually they hate everyone.
And I was like, that's amazing.
Fuck, okay, yeah, okay, that's a weird thing to tell someone
right before you go on air. Yeah, it was a crazy times back then. I remember remember that guy Ian Halperin.
Yeah, Montreal guy.
Yeah,
the
what
guy
happened
that looked like Andrew Dice Clay.
But
a fucking weirdo.
He was
like
weird as shit.
He wrote a book about Michael Jackson. He did for a while. He was doing radio in Quebec City.
In French?
Yeah, in French.
Oh wow.
He was doing Choix Radio-X in French.
Was he good?
He wasn't good, and the reason why he wasn't good, I liked him as a radio guy because he was a good victim. The bullies could make fun of.
Okay.
But when he went to Quebec City, since he had done radio with ONA, and since he had, like, he was like...
The guy.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
But he's still
a
bitch.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a fucking, he's a buffoon.
Oh,
so you
okay.
have to treat him
like
a
buffoon
to make him funny, or else it's no good.
You can't have the buffoon leading the charge.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so he lost that job?
He had that job for a couple of years, but he didn't lead the show. He just... you know, I think he was like not even a co-host. He'd like call in three times a week or something.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I wonder what he does now.
don't know. He's probably writing books still.
People used to fuck with him. I remember he'd be on the show, and then people would be updating Wikipedia entries. So you'd go on Wikipedia, and they would just destroy him. They're like, Ian Halperin, known faggot, like stuff like that.
No,
yeah, dude, they destroyed him, like you know, pedophile, Ian Halperin. Like they would just like, you fucking fans.
I used to love Wikipedia the early years. Because you could change shit and it'd take a while for people to notice. And then one thing I noticed was if you change stuff in the middle, especially if it's in the middle of a sentence, even now, stuff
they'll
passes.
Keep it, yeah.
Like a couple of years ago, I was on Celine Dion's Wikipedia and I wrote that I was the one that had written My Heart Will Go On.
And it stayed for a while?
And it stayed for like over a month.
That's the best.
It was written, she, blah, 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 My Heart Will Go On, written by, and I didn't write comedian Mike Ward. I just wrote Mike Ward, but with when you click on it, you're like, Mike Ward is a comedian.
Oh,
and no one caught it.
But I hope a kid in university used that as a reference.
Yeah.
And his teacher's like, what are you fucking stupid?
Yeah. Because it's not mean. There's nothing mean about it.
So they're like, maybe he does. I mean, he sings.
Maybe he is. I guess, you know, writing jokes. They're both from Quebec.
And it's in English. She's French.
Yeah.
Maybe he wrote the English.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I used to be in charge of the Pitcairn Islands. I was their ruler for like a year. I was the king of Pitcairn Islands.
No one had changed it. Oh, really?
It's like a group of like these Pacifics. There's like 70 people that live there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were their king?
I was their king, yeah.
Oh, that's very
And you
funny.
Click on it and it was I was the king and it stayed for a long time.
That's funny. Yeah. It's because of me that Norm MacDonald, people know he's from Quebec City.
Oh, yeah, you did that.
Because he'd never say it. But as soon as I found out, I'd go on his Wikipedia, and it'd be Norm MacDonald was born in Ottawa, and I'd change it to Quebec City. And then...
Yeah, he wasn't born in Ottawa.
A month later, they change it to Ottawa, and then I put it back to Quebec City. And then eventually...
They gave up.
He just started saying, I'm from Quebec City.
And then they had to change it.
Yeah. And then they were like, okay, yeah, even Norm admits it.
I like that they had to fight you on it, though.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, we know. It's like, nah, you don't, bro. You can't change where
someone's born. But Norm was more of an Ottawa guy than Quebec. He was born in Quebec City, but he wasn't. Like, I think he really felt like an Ottawa guy.
Yeah, he was an Ottawa comic, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because where you start doing comedy is where you feel is your home.
Yeah.
I think. And plus, like, Quebec City, his dad hated Quebec City. He was just there because he was in the army. So I think he probably doesn't have good souvenirs of Quebec City.
We're going to catch that new special when it comes out. I'm curious to see the one he recorded before he died.
Oh, that's going to be insane.
Yeah, you told me that you're going on Poseidon's weight loss regimen. Is this a fact?
No, I'm not doing, because this week I asked you to weigh yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Since I'm vegan, cutting carbs is hard. But I decided, I was like, fuck, that's the only diet that works for me. So I cut carbs. I lost like 7 or 8 pounds.
Like 2 weeks?
Oh, no. I've been doing it for 2 weeks. I'm probably down like 10 pounds.
God damn.
So it's because at first it goes down super, super, super quick. And I want to do like you. I was like, I'm not going to weigh myself. So I didn't weigh myself. But then I was like, everything feels looser. So then I weighed myself. I was like, oh, shit, I haven't been this light in like a couple of years. And then I asked you, like, how much weight have you lost? And you were like, I don't know. So I was like, you should weigh yourself. And we're talking about weight loss tricks. And he's like, yeah, I have a trick. It's just eating omelets. And he goes, when I just ate omelets, I lost a ton of weight. And he goes, that's all I started doing it again this week. But he's telling me this as he's eating a full bag of nacho chips. And the fucking
I eat is omelets.
Smells like salsa because he's just fucking.
Yeah. So, and he keeps repeating, all I eat is, I don't eat anything else. Yeah. I just had omelet day. Nothing else. I'm not going
to
eat anything else.
The next day, I get to the theater and I'm like, look at this garbage fucking craft services. There's only one bag of fucking...
There's normally four of each.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's only one bag of fucking blueberry covered...
One bag of chips, one bag chocolate. Of candy.
And then he's like, I'm like, fuck, I think I'm gonna write my booker to bitch about this. And then he goes, I ate them all. He's like, I got here a little early. I like it when we don't take the tour bus, I get there early and then I eat everything.
So omelets. Yeah. Yeah, so your omelet.
But look, okay, look. The first time I lost, I melted, is I would eat, you know, I did intermittent fasting.
You might melt in the sun because you're full of chocolate. Yeah.
No, but the first time I lost a ton of weight was I would eat once a day. I would do intermittent fasting. I would have either an omelet and then maybe some nuts and stuff. Or like maybe once a week, I would have like a pizza, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I would lose. I lost a lot of weight.
Because of one meal a day.
Yeah.
That
and no snacks.
No snacks.
Yeah.
I was strict.
Once. Yeah.
So I hadn't do the omelet really.
Yeah. Well, I would have 4 egg omelets. There was a ton of meat, cheese. There was like fucking 5 cheeses.
You could have eaten one little cake, like one little Hostess cupcake.
Yeah.
And if that's all you eat, you still would have lost weight.
Yeah. But I did that for the nutrients as well, because eggs are very good for protein. Yeah. There's a lot of advantages.
There's a lot of calcium in pizza.
Yeah, yeah. a lot of calcium.
Well, I would throw veggies in for, you know, like onions, green peppers, tomatoes, like all spinach, like all kinds of veggies. And then just cheese and meat. So I'd get everything you wanted in your omelette. And I lost a lot of weight, but I have to start.
So now you're back on the same diet. No, I'm not. Now you've added more food.
No, I'm not on it yet because I still have some other foods in my fridge.
You said you were on it.
Yeah, you said you were.
I was on it for like a day, but then I realized like a lot of the food was going to go bad in my fridge. So I was like, fuck. Like I have like the fucking, what do you call those fucking flour pitas, bro? Those flat.
Tortillas?
Yeah, tortillas. I have tortillas. I make pizzas with those.
You can freeze those, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Put them in the freezer. Yeah. Put them in the freezer.
Okay, yeah, I could freeze it then.
You can freeze pretty much everything.
It's not going to freeze it.
Because you should have, like, since you're going on vacation, this would have been the best time to lose, like, 20 pounds.
Yeah, so you could go there thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't work out as planned.
No, you did the opposite. Yeah. But what might happen is you might come back thinner.
Yes.
Because there's a food shortage in Cuba.
Oh, really?
And he's the picky eater. So
I do always lose weight in Cuba. Every time I've gone, I've come back lighter.
The first time you drink water, he's probably going to shit himself a bit.
Yeah.
And then, he's actually going to come back lighter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
There's some good news,
Yeah. So I gotta get back on that diet, as they say.
Yeah, so I want to come back to, you lost 90, how much did you lose?
From 330 to 242, so.
Goddamn. 88 pounds.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
That's insane. How many omelets?
It's all omelets all the time.
It's all omelets all the time.
I started exercising a lot more. Now that I'm at 242, the next, I just want to lose like 15, 20 more pounds, but I want to lose them in the sense that I'm just going to work out.
Okay.
I'm not going to, because I did a lot of cardio.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. Now I just want to tighten up.
Okay, you want to drop to like 225, but...
220, 230, anywhere between, I think I'll be fine if I work out, if it's nice and tight.
Yeah, for man, your height and stature, 220 is the magic number.
Yeah, that would be amazing, but it's going to be really hard, because now it's 20 pounds that I have to lose, that I have to work out really heavy, because I lost so much.
It's always those last, that's the hardest.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens when I weighed myself like you did is, because I started fitting into XL instead of double XL, so they're like, oh, damn, this is nice, and then...
But the XL...
They were all belly shirts.
Yeah. No.
This is cool.
Yeah. He was the blue meanie.
But then I weighed myself and I got
the
cocky.
The blue meanie.
You remember the blue meanie? Yeah. Poseidon, bring up the blue meanie, bro.
Blue meanie.
Tell
blue
me that's
meanie
not you.
Was from Billy Madison?
No, blue meanie was from wrestling.
Okay.
He was
That's not me, bro. That's you, bro. Come on, bro.
Bring it up for the people, bro.
That's
it, bro. You're the blue meanie.
Nah, bro. Oh, no, that's not me. Hold on.
I like his hair.
I don't have an eye patch. Are those painted on sunglasses?
No, we're saying because the belly shirt. We're not saying because you look like him.
What's the BWO?
Blue World Order.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he went overboard there. It's better when it makes it look like he wanted the shirt to cover the belly, but it doesn't.
If it goes too high,
you just look like you're making fun of your body.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it looks like, look, I got this shirt. I'm a little heavy.
I got to lose weight now because my belly's starting to show under my shirts.
Yeah, it is. But it could show under anyone's shirt if they lift their arms. It's not just you. Mm. You do have, but just for you, not for the...
Yeah.
You have to start fitting again in XLs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Once you fit again in XLs, you'll be fine.
But what happens to me is I when I eat something that's not good, I'll shame myself like crazy. I'll literally look at myself in the mirror and call myself a scumbag.
So why is that not helping?
I don't know.
some people shaming doesn't work.
Yeah.
He's used to shame.
Yeah, because you probably, you shame yourself, then you just get a little sad.
Yeah.
And then when you're sad, you're like, you know what makes me happy? Yeah. Ice cream.
Yeah.
Bro, you shit yourself on camera. Yeah. You don't know shame, bro.
Yeah.
Like, shame, you're aware of it, but you're like, I don't care.
Not, hold on.
Shame is a neighbor next door that you ignore. That's what shame is. You should know that he's there, but I don't care.
You need to congratulate yourself. Yes, you need to do
positive reinforcement.
I ate a fucking salad. Instead of
I'm a good dude.
I'm a good dude. Fucking cool. I ate for real just an omelet today. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Cause every time I'd eat I'd kill a whole two Domino's pizzas, I'd be like, you fucking piece of shit.
That doesn't work.
You
love shame. It's part of your nature.
I don't love shame.
That's how you live hard.
In it. You're born in the shame. Like it's kind of like the Bane thing with Batman.
Yeah.
You're like, you just adapted to the, I was born and bred in the shame. That's what a shame is. You know it's there, but you're like, I don't. Yeah. It's like a neighbor. You're like, he's there, but
you don't even hear it.
Yeah, you don't even hear him.
It's like if you were born next to a train station and someone that doesn't have a fucking train track near their house, they go to your house and you're like, what the fuck is that sound? But you're just used to all the trains.
Yeah, so I did live next to the train tracks.
Yeah. He does have train tracks. He's literally the wrong side of the tracks. It's the best.
Well, actually, no. Have you seen the other side of those tracks, bro?
There's nothing there.
Exactly. So technically, I'm on the right side of the tracks.
The right side of the tracks is far from the tracks.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. That's how you're on the right.
Yeah. Okay.
Very far from the tracks, right, is what you're supposed to be.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's what it meant.
Well, no, it's just the wrong side of the tracks just means that you're on the wrong side of something. Yeah. Like there's a right side and there's a wrong side, right?
Yeah.
And that's the term wrong side of the tracks. Yeah. Normally, it's for neighborhoods, like shitty neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Because there used to be, in a lot of cities, like those tramways separating downtown and uptown.
Yeah.
So the downtown would be shitty area. And it was the wrong side of the tracks. As soon as you cross, it becomes fucking downtown L.A.
Goddamn, man.
Like the wrong side of the tracks in L.A. is Skid Row. Skid, you turn the block, the second you get to Skid Row, it's another country.
Really?
Yeah.
God,
we never took them to Skid Row.
Yeah, I never experienced the wrong side of the tracks.
Oh, no, you have experienced the wrong side of the tracks, but not excessively in a major city.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Skid Row is a culture shock.
Really?
Skid Row is all the bridge people that we had here. Remember at one point all the families that fell 2 years ago and they were all under the bridge living?
Yeah.
That, but a fucking village.
Fuck.
And they run it.
It's the best place to live. Like if you're homeless... Fucking L.A. is the best place to live.
It's always nice weather.
There's a lot of drugs. It's warm.
Have you seen Philly lately? Apparently, Philly has turned into that as well. Like, Philly has turned into just tents all over the street, homeless all over the place.
I feel like North America has turned into that.
Yeah. It's getting bad.
Yeah.
It's getting bad out there. Why are you doing this to people?
What do you mean? A man's got to eat, bro.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Man's got to eat, bro. I've been robbing people. I've been kicking families out of their home. I'm a slumlord. Poseidon would be a slumlord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just take another 2 weeks. I didn't get my pay. Give me the money now.
Actually, in July, I got to go kick someone out.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Some property.
Oh, your dad's?
Yeah.
In July, I have to kick him out?
Yeah.
Why don't you just leave now?
Well, because his lease is
Does
up.
He know that Does these know? People are going to be
kicking him out?
Oh, no, it's one man.
But he already knows this guy's not going to want to leave.
Yeah, no. He said just in case, can you come kick him out? But like
So the guy's lease is up. He knows that he's supposed to move in July 1st.
Yes, but
so he's probably going to move.
Yeah.
Well, no. So he's one of those.
But don't go like the day he's supposed to move because you're just going to stress an old man out.
Yeah, go the day after.
July 2nd.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Yeah. I'm even gonna give him like a week or two or whatever. Like I don't give a fuck.
Give him a month.
Give him like another year.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, you see, then it becomes absurd.
Yeah. Well, is he paying his rent? What's the problem?
Well, his lease is up. We don't want to renew it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And you gave him the warning in March, right? You're supposed to give the warning.
Yeah, he was given it even before.
And what did he say?
I don't know the full conversation. I gotta ask.
So that's good that he's sending someone that doesn't really know what's up. Get out of here.
Well,
the guy's like, I just need some time. I'll move July 7th. And then the guy's like, okay, he doesn't help us. Poseidon shows up to July 3rd. Listen, you old bitch.
Well, okay. What happened was he told me what happened, the conversation.
Your dad told you or the neighbor?
No, my dad told me.
Okay, so a credible source.
He told me, so I forgot, but I gotta ask him again because my father gets very... Like he'll say a lot of stuff.
He gets very Poseidon's dad-esque.
Yeah, there you go. So I gotta go back and ask him and be like, "Yo, so what was said? Did you give him proper warning and all this shit?" And blah 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 blah. And do it properly.
So it's good that you're gonna ask all those questions a month before. Like, did you tell him 3 months ahead of time?
No, but it's been known for a while.
Okay.
Because he, anyways, the guy got like divorced or whatever. In the
your dad doesn't want divorce. He wants. Like, I'm the only single train wreck in this building.
Yeah,
he likes family, man.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what you heard about me on these podcasts. I love family. There will be no single
he
man here.
He got divorced. How old were his kids in their? He waited till they were in their 20s like before he abandoned them. Yeah. He didn't abandon them. What? That motherfucker.
He's making me look bad. Stupid bitch.
What's funny is I got into an argument recently with him of why he left and everything. But like his story doesn't, because he says his whole thing was I left to go make money, right?
Greener pastures.
And,
yeah.
And you know, and he went to go become a waiter. But the thing is, the 90s and the early 2000s. All the waiters here were making a shit ton of money. So he would have made the same money he made in New York. He
would have made more money.
He would have made more money here.
Yeah.
Because rent was.
But in his defense, he would have had to give some of that money to you guys. Over there, he gets to keep all the money. So he's making way more money.
That's genius.
Yeah.
You make an excellent point, Mike.
Gus is a smart dude. That's how you make money.
He just found you to be very annoying as a kid.
Yeah.
Fuck these kids. Mm.
That what a stupid lie though, like he could say that if he went to work
in Saudi Arabia for an oil company,
some industry that they don't have here, but a waiter
at the peak of us having restaurants.
Yeah,
here.
I had Montreal waiters were making shit ton of
crazy
money.
Yeah, I know waiters that bought buildings because their tips. Not anymore.
And New York, I've never heard, like, since the cost of living over there was way more expensive than here. No one went to be a waiter in New York and then bought a building.
No.
Well, he lived in someone's attic in Long Island.
Yeah, so. I know.
Yeah. I remember the attic days.
Yeah.
And he rented someone's attic.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Montreal, he could have bought someone's attic.
Yeah. He could have lived in an apartment with you.
He could have bought all of that inflatable furniture.
Fuck, we were
the inflatable furniture, yeah.
Well, imagine how annoying my mother and I were in order for him to be like, an attic is better.
I'm going to try to fuck this family. Yeah, you got to see things through his eyes at one point.
Yeah, you have to stop saying shit like that.
Yeah.
Don't blame yourself. You have to say, imagine how annoying my mom was.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you were too young.
You have nothing to do with that.
Obviously, I was too young, but we're just fucking
joke, but it'd be so funny if in Cuba, he actually does meet that girl and she introduces him to his son. And then he's like, oh my God, am I my dad?
Nah.
Am I running away?
I wore condoms.
No, but if it would happen, you never know. It's 99%.
And you bought a Cuban condom.
Yeah.
Which is made out of fucking old fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, that's amazing. Would you ignore it, be like, I'm out of here? Or would you
man up,
bring her here and take care of the kids?
Yeah, but I got the fuck out of there, bro. I don't know if it's mine, bro. She probably got trains around on her too, bro.
Don't they have tests?
Yeah.
Like, they don't have tests down there, bro.
Tests everywhere. But what if you knew? What if just by seeing it, you see it has your hair, your fucking stupid goofy face, your gold chain? Like, you know it's your baby.
But a lot of Cuban dudes have a goofy, stupid face and gold chains,
that's
bro.
True. That's so true. Yeah. Extremely racist, but true. No, but I'm saying if you knew it was you. If you knew it was yours.
Let's say there's a
would
test.
Let's say if 100% you know it's yours, would you be like, well, she's never going to find me. Would you bounce?
I'll be honest. That child would probably be better off without me.
Why?
He'd be better off in a third world country run by fucking communism.
Is that the lie you would tell yourself?
No. For right now, I think I wouldn't be able to take care of the kids.
Because, whenever we go to Cuba or Jamaica or every other poor country, the resort is always super nice, but the drive to the resort is fucking, you're like, oh, God, I can't believe people live like that. That's how your son lives.
Ah, that's sad. But I wouldn't really be able to give him a better.
Yeah, you'd be.
You don't think
a million
you'd be able to give him a better life than, hey, it's your birthday. Here's a toothbrush for one
literally,
day.
If he just lives with you and you live the same lifestyle you have now, he'd have a better life.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You're a fucking Cuban king.
Yeah.
You're living the life of a lord.
Yeah, I'd bring him. I'd raise him.
Oh, we've changed.
Would you bring the girl to?
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Okay. But you
I don't know. It's not my responsibility.
You kidnap a child.
You can't steal the kid.
Oh, but wait, hold on, bro. Well, what if the kid is like, Papa, Mia, take me with
you. That's not how the laws work. They won't let you. The mom has to come. But since you banged her, the kid's a Canadian citizen, so she's allowed to come with him.
But he was born.
You don't have to live with her all the time, but in the beginning so she could get set up. And then you have like, you're co-parenting. You don't have to date her.
Yeah, it's my son. Fuck.
Yeah, that's
okay. I take care of the kid. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, give alimony to her.
Nah, fuck. I'd pay for the kid's things.
Well, no, bro. Does the kid live with her? Yeah, it's the mom. It's gonna live with her. So you gotta pay her money.
Yeah, but what if
you buying the kid a backpack doesn't like?
No, not groceries, just a backpack.
All
yeah,
that. She buys that shit.
Yeah.
I got you a gold chain. Here you go, son. I got you a gold chain. You're ready for a pre-K.
That cigar. He's like, let me teach you the subtle art of making an omelet. Yeah. Like, you're going to go far with this. Yeah. What grandpa teaches you how to make fake dollar bills. But it would be. That would be crazy. Goddamn, that would change.
Yeah.
It would be like a sitcom where everything changes. Yeah. The half Poseidon here, the Cuban girl lives in Montreal. He has a son to take care of. But I think my brain would melt. It's so different.
Yeah,
it's a whole different world.
I think my brain would melt, I think, for the first
year. It's a whole
year.
Different world.
Yeah.
He can't, you know, responsibilities on Poseidon. Like those kind of responsibilities.
No, not yet. I know not yet.
I'm saying if it would happen the way we said, like you go down
like that unexpectedly.
And you get surprised. And when she's like, okay, we're going to fill out the paperwork. I'm going to come in like 2 months with a kid. You're like,
I'd still step up because I'd still be responsible in the sense like you got to do what you got to do. At the end of the day, duty is duty.
Yeah.
But it would bamboozle me like insane.
It would bamboozle us.
Yeah.
But bamboozle. I'd be like, what is life? How does this happen? I'd be like, huh? I'd be lost, bro.
Just raise a little mini you.
Yeah.
No.
Would you change his name? Because she probably named him something
like
Cuban.
Javier. Yeah,
yeah. I'd give him like a
Fidel,
a Greek name.
Like a Greek name, yeah.
You changed the kid's name already? How long has it been? 3 years. The kid's already 4 years old, bro.
Yeah, but he doesn't have memory, bro. Fuck this kid,
like,
bro.
He's like this. What's his name? Fidel Dimosteni. What? Dimosteni. Dimostenis. That's his name. Something like that. Socrates.
Yeah, Socrates.
You just call him Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Plato, yeah. Plato.
But, and he's got her last name.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. Or some other dude she's fucking.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Like, what if his name right now is Fidel Gutierrez?
Fuck the kid, nah.
And then the kid's name now
so
becomes
Demon. So fuck the kid. If the mom is banging. So
it ain't mine.
So if
it is yours,
if the mom
this is my last name,
has
bro.
Never had sex. If the mom, who is a known prostitute, has never had sex after you, then you're going to man up.
Yeah.
But if that whore did her whore things.
Nah, but if there was DNA tests and shit and it was.
That's what we're saying. If it was legitimate.
Yeah,
we're not
DNA
saying we're going to find
yeah.
it. We're saying we knew it was yours.
We're not going to find a little kid that looks like you. They
look
like you.
Yeah. No, we're saying if it was legitimately yours, would you step up or would you be like, look, bitch, stay here and pretend you never heard of me? Like, what would you do? Would you send her money every month and just pretend like nothing happened?
That might be cheaper.
Yeah.
It might be cheaper.
Send her $1,000 a month. She's going to live like
1,000? What are you talking about? I could just send like 100.
But it's your kid.
It's your kid. You don't want
to. Yeah, but down
kid.
There.
You're such a tight stick.
100 is amazing down
it's
there.
Your kid, bro. What a piece of shit, bro. What a piece of shit.
I almost fell again. Fuck.
You are your father.
$100 a month.
Bro, people give more to those kids than Africa.
He'd be sending 100 a month, and then he'd be insulted if he'd be like, they didn't write back to say thank you. My stupid son didn't fucking thank me this month.
Fucking ungrateful brat.
Next month, 80.
Gutierrez, don't play with me. Gutierrez, Dimosthenes, don't play with me. Are you crazy? Fuck, that would be wicked wild. I hope to God that doesn't happen.
No, knock on wood. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Too crazy. Crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
Crazier things have happened.
If Jesus exists, it's going to happen. That's
Yo,
the way
speaking
I see
Jesus,
it.
What if Jesus was an alien?
Well, he was. It depends on what country you ask, but yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
The Romans definitely considered him an alien.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
But a legal one. He was allowed to travel between Nazareth and wherever the fuck he went.
Yeah.
So that's what you're thinking.
I like that you were like, okay, we're just bouncing off each other. How can I ruin it?
Reckless.
No, because yesterday we were talking.
Oh, someone came with a podcast. They go, Poseidon, you start a new podcast, Poseidon, just called Poseidon Ruins Everything. But you have to think of a good concept where he ruins stuff. Yeah. And it could be good if there's video, but it has to be a good concept of what does he ruin. It can't just be conversations because he does that already in podcast. It has to be something new, like maybe out, like doing something. There's something hilarious.
Soccer games, weddings.
Oh,
a baptism.
There's something.
Funerals.
There's funeral. How do you ruin a funeral? It's already shitty. There's something good in this. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn.
There's something very interesting, intriguing in this.
A good way to ruin a funeral, but to not make it feel like you're trying to ruin the funeral, is try to defend the person and go, look, using the N-word when she was young was acceptable. So yes, she was a very hateful, very racist person. But everyone was racist and hateful.
She gave me AIDS.
Yeah.
Four months ago. She was a very active old lady. But I don't hold it against her.
Yo, speaking of racist, I saw Dave Chappelle's first episode of The Chappelle Show.
Okay.
Oh, that new hit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, it's not a new it's new hit tummy, sir. Yeah. Bro, amazing.
I like they had to clarify that it's not a new hit.
The Chappelle Show. So you listen to Chappelle Show season one, episode one?
Episode one, a bit of episode two, because I put it, and then like I'm really tired, and like I end up dozing off, and I go and rewatch.
Okay, keeps talking.
I love that you're like, it was amazing. Did you watch it? I fell asleep as soon as I saw black people do sketches.
This doesn't concern me.
No, but just right off the bat, the first episode, I found it amazing.
What was it? Because I've been watching
The Black Klansman.
Black white supremacist.
Yeah, black white supremacist.
Oh, that was episode one?
Yeah.
God damn, that's a good start.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's blind, basically. Yeah. It's a black dude that's blind.
He's like, where? Where is he?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking slap him.
He's the guy. His name is Clayton Bigsby, right?
Clayton Bigsby.
I remember the name. I haven't seen that sketch in 17 years.
Oh, it was hilarious.
It was the funniest thing since SNL season 48.
It was that. He had the crackhead was funny. He had a lot of good fucking.
I saw the crackhead
one. What was it? Tyrone Biggums?
Tyrone Biggums.
Yes. Tyrone Biggums,
Yeah.
God damn.
Ha, kids.
Peanut butter crack sandwich.
I think they paid him crack to go speak to kids on why they should
be drunk. Yeah, exactly. And then he made it more convincing.
It's a great
time. That was episode one, too?
That was episode two, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did good work.
God damn.
Yeah. That was right
Prince,
off the bat.
Prince isn't in the first couple of episodes, right?
No, I haven't seen Prince yet.
When Charlie Murphy starts sharing stories, it hits a new level.
But I was dying. Right off the bat, I was dying. Because like, even the interviewer was like, aren't you going to tell him? Like, it was just hilarious. And they
he's
had
a
to,
black guy.
Yeah, they had to sneak him. And then every time he would get so aggressive, what I found funny, he's so aggressive, like, against black people, you know? Oh, wow, pow. And, like, he always had to say it, like, every time. Like, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect. I heard white power so much, like, I kept waking up. Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't like this black. Oh, yeah, okay. He's making, I didn't know he had arguments.
He's making good points.
I kept doing this. Making
good points,
I was like, oh, shit, okay, that's why they like Chappelle. Yeah, I'm on board. Okay, I get it now. This guy understands me.
This guy
gets me.
I don't see color, but I do get racism.
Yeah.
So that's why I like him so much.
But
I
really enjoyed the gas station scene. That was the best scene.
When he's looking for the black guy, and he's the black guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's blind. He divorced his wife because she's dating a black guy.
Oh, my God.
He's the black
God.
Guy. He's like, what? She's in love with a black guy. Disgusting. He's the guy. So guys, if you want to hear more jokes, I suggest you get tickets for this summer's Just for Last Festival. Mike will be doing on July 22nd the largest ever podcast in front of folks. It's going to be about 20,000 people or 22,000 people live at the Montreal Bell Center. Tickets are on sale right now at centrebrag.com, amongst other places, but just hit the links, centrebrag.com. We will be there for, I guess, the whole festival. We're doing different stuff, all of us.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own separate things.
You're doing
things.
Your one-man show?
One-man show in French.
One-man show in English, too?
No, I don't think so. I haven't spoken with the English side. I only spoke with the French side. I didn't reach out the English side. They're their own entity. They do their own shit, bro. They're always annoying. So I just talked to the French people and they hooked me up with shows. So we got a couple of shows that are going to be announced in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Suzekura at the Bell Center is going to be the show of the summer.
The show of the summer.
22,000 people for a podcast is insane. And if you want to catch up, head over to patreon.com/Suzekut and catch up to all those episodes. Not even all. Catch up to 100. See what the fuck the fuss is about. The Patreon is very affordable and you have access to everything. We're talking about hundreds of videos. Am I right?
Yeah.
Poseidon is having fun online. ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. He's currently playing Elden Ring. I started playing it with him. We're having a lot of fun online. You come watch us, PantelisComedy.com for all my stuff. And if you want to support Pantelis Nation, head over to patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you, guys. And go fuck yourselves.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.